Chavos, Parakela Chavos, by the Rosh Hashiva Shirvav, continued, Yud Zayin Adaral of Hetov Shemem Vav, February 26, 1986, on Wednesday, continued.
The whole head of the leg. So certainly something, but it's not like makes it between. So that goes without saying that even is the lower head of the hind leg of the behemoth is cut off at the very outset, it's killed. And that goes without saying, it's not so question. That's what it is. There's a second Russian according to the first Russian, so even if you the baby is straight, even if you cut off the shoulders, the midline. But according to the second Russian, most Russian passing like second Russian. Russia passing like the first Russian. But most Russian passing like second Russian. The Shokonov and the Chaber has two Shanes, and there are more passing like the first Russian. But this goes according to the second Russian. So he brought up the Behemoth's hind leg. The Behemoth at the very outset is killed. But if he cuts off below at the bottom of the shoulder, the bottom of the shoulder, how do you call it? Shen, the bottom of the shen. So above the ankle, where you have the convergence of the tendon, the Achilles tendon, then it's straight. Then it's in a hand. So Ramban says, Ramban raises the question. Suppose that I would say somebody cut off the vein is put here at the bottom. So it's great. Then, a week later, he decided to put it up here. So the Ramban has his suffix and then comes to the conclusion that the moment he does it, so it is killed. But the Ramban admits that it's impossible that the Behemoth should have a Shemite, have a Shemite, and then become Shemite again. That such a thing is impossible. So he says, in the case if he cuts it off on the top, then it's Hufra Adorim Matreya, that it was never replaced. But if he didn't cut it off again, then he believed then it would have been Shemite. So, but once he cuts it off again, the Nidmi, so it's retroactively determined that until he cut it off, it was only Misekenes, and not Freit. So it's clear. Now, let's turn to the Rosh, paragraph Zion, in the Rosh and Peel the Imam Kash. In Kain, in Nechtiku, Agidim, between Sagidim, the convergent tendons, Achilles tendon, Yachtich Kolaregel in Milan, to the Sagidim, the Tazel Achir, the Tiret Dimachanam, the Hosbol Achir, El Vadayim Shochat Ahashamit, to the Sagidim, Reif, Shareyishbo. But suppose he doesn't cut off the hind leg beneath the knee, then he's straight. Chai is a machashin a chayah. You see that the Ramban emphasized being a chayah. We see from that, from the Ramban, that it is an essential fact. It's not a coincidence. But we explain that. It doesn't mean that the chayah per se constitutes the essence of the shepherd. The Inochayo is descriptive of the degree of seriousness of the organic result. That it's not a minor organic result, it's an ex- very, very, very major organic disorder. Why is it so major? Because it's fatal. That's why it's major. So he said, before the Hanan, the Chosola Shiro, and the father in Shokata Hashimit, which was a deep in the trade, Sharish, Mako Shina Hayab, the Apple Pishim Yachit Hareb, and Milo, which are Hayabo, Hashimir, the Indian, Shatrik, Bo, Bo, in a Hayab. A few, he said, Bilsam, and Bidosam, a few Bidosam money. Avon, Hotatun, you see how the Rabban emphasizes. So, Monefsha, if in the case where he performed surgery and the amputated the whole lower half hind leg, so it is shaved off, so even before he performed the surgery, there is a possibility of a surgical cure. So, it should also not be trefo. It's not nezalamos. There is a possibility of a cure. So he says, no. There is no possibility of a cure through a therapeutic cure. Bidosamonim is a therapeutic cure. There is no cure possible, therapeutically. There is no possibility of a therapeutic cure. Avon Chotachom Ayurim Sadhidin, Kedim Shritosho Bechalso, Vahakin Shokto Labnitel Sadhidinizu. In other words, the treifo consists in the organic chisong. What organic chisong? Organic chisong of tuchas sumesagit. But if it amputates the whole lower left hand leg, so the chisong of tuchas agit is not there anymore. In other words, it's like a transplant. I mean, it's in a reverse way like a transplant. In other words, he removed everything. But logically, there is a common denominator between a cure consisting in a transplant, because it removes the chisong, and the cure consisting in amputating the lower left, I mean the lower half, hand. Why not right? It's not made almost anymore, because it's not a Tukhsagin anymore. But as long as it remains in the state of Tukhsagin, it is faith. It is faith. It is faith. Isn't it the same kind of logic, similar logic, as the Rambam in regard to Lech Eli, even though it's possible to make it live through a transplant of a Lech Eli, but that is not a therapeutic cure. But as long as the organic chisong remains, so then it's impossible for the baby. So here too, as long as the chisong of Mutula Sahidim remains, it's impossible for the baby. But you can eliminate the state of chisong. The state of chisong. Yeah, you see, the Rambam, that doesn't mean that the Rambam has to agree with the Rambam. There's a difference. Because in the case of the transplant, so you manage to remove the chisong, but here you could argue, I don't want to argue with the Rambam, has to show. But I would say the Rambam didn't discuss it. Here, it's impossible to remove the chisong. Why you cut it to more? So that makes you widen the chisong. It's not. So the Ramban Shiti is, since only the Chtuchas Sumes Agidin is faking, but the Chtuchas HaRegel, Limato, below the knee, is not fatal, so it's not considered as a widening of the Chisom, but as an elimination of the Chisom. But the Ramban could take the Ramban and say that this is not considered as an elimination of the chisong, it's a widening of the chisong, but in the case of the transplant, then you manage to retrieve the chisong. So there you could agree, they could say that. Alright, anyway. Avon Chotach Malam Tzadim 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 נעקים שחטות. למה זה לא תגיד לנו זה? אנחנו חזר למטה נעקים ועוד שבע. ואם תימא, זה שעוד רמבן שלושת, כבר מסחיל או מה תעשו להכניס בו מזה מסוכנסי ולא יתראי. Why is Miss Kenneth? Why is that? It's not our name. So, Uchira, the Chim Matsina Treifus Kshoris, Reye Shemikvo, for Nisobio Medisra, Treifu Chosro Nidro Rukhsho. That at Kami Lishina Rambam. End of quote. Now start the Rosh Nova Rosh. Vidas the Chibri. She Treifu Tarzer La Chiro Dioro. El Niyati Shemekhtecho Tumus Agidin, Meisod, די רוחות חום התחילו למעלה או איש החיים, אבל אחר שנכתך בתשומס, הגידים שוב אין לו תקונה, שכבר נכנס בוחי להחפש, ואין להם תקונה בקייסס דרי. זאת הראש, ישחיל כאן מציא, והוא את הרמב״ן. הרמב״ן עושה, זה תיבי לא הולך, צריכה שם תגיד מספיתו, בדלזבונה יצא, זה תקשיבי בפיתו, it should be faithful, and that is, if you amputate the lower half of the hind leg completely, that the Rosh says there is no it. Because once it was nechtach in the Tzumis Agimim, so it will be faithful even after you amputate the lower half leg. When we say, chit chom kam v'chayo, if at no time was there a chtiche in the Tzumsagimnei, but if there was a Chetich in the Tzumsagimnei, then it's futile to amputate. It's too late to amputate. It's too late. That's what he says. And the Rosh is not the only Rishon in Israel and Rambam. The Rashbo in Israel and Rambam, the Ram in Israel and Rambam, and the Rav Amiri in Israel and the Rambo. ישראל ואם תקונן קייס דרו ולא ידומה לראה שמעצמו ימדס ומסחר להסתבח ובסיפה אוקיי yes
the logic of the Rambam would be like the Torah like the Rambam would seem to be like the Torah like the Rambam
you could agree with both I think because there is a difference he could agree not only with the logic of the Rambam, so you could say it's like the Rambam, but he could agree with the longness of the two holes. But he would say one second. There, so the two says that it's not like a longness, because there is a possibility to eliminate the chisor. Oh, and the two daf, the second two daf, daf mam hei mam bein, nishbar ha-shedre. Ton rabon, chud ha-shedre shen nitzak birubei, so it's right, dibe red. But only if it was shedre and birubei, if it was just nikab, it's not right. Rabbi Yaakov Eimeir, Apollo Mika. We don't pass like Rabbi Yaakov. Second Rabbi Yaakov, even if it wasn't severed, Pirubin, but with just pierced, perforated, the spinal cord was perforated, so it's also great. Hoyre Rebbe, Che Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Avune, אין הלוכה של רבי יעקב. נראה, even though רבי himself said that only נפסק דרובי, but חירה לאחניה של רבי יעקב. But still, it's אין הלוכה של רבי יעקב. So why did רבי פסקו just לחומרי? וחמו רובי, רב אמר, Reveire. So what does it mean, Reveire? Rashi says, Im nechta reiv hekev eirei sovi. Afo pi shameach loy nifrat klum israeli. If the major portion of the circumference of the membrane that that encircles the spinal cord is severed, so it's breaking, even though the marrow inside is intact. V'amrlo reiv meich. Even if the reiv of the marrow inside is severed, so it is also pain. It is also pain. Mandoma reiv meich. So kolchen reiv meich. Mandoma reiv meich. Reiv meich the man. The mandoma who says reiv meich is like the membrane that encircles the spinal cord is severed, is breaking. How about the case where the marrow, the rib, mechay, is severed? Toshma. The Oma Nivle is the name Shem Chochel. Now let's see the Rashi. Vamo rib mechay, the chim shnifle nifle mehr mit nim, aber gab shir kuhle kaim preve. Koschen Revere, ich habe bei ihr Marzike, die chemische Nichtsafeier, Seifa Meach, Lifarech, Lotze, ist nicht bei Shem Kochen, Tosch, weil man nicht bei Shem Rabune, Rube, ich homo, Revere, Meach, Seh, Loi, Meier, Loi, Meier, if the membrane that encircles the spinal cord is not severed, even though the marrow is completely nifrat and severed, so it's not very from Rav Noson Barobin, Rav Yosef, Kamei de Rav, Bodak de Rebeirei, Diko Bodik de Reb Meichei, Omalei, Im Rebeirei Kaya Mea Zeh, Emaile, Vei Meiri. אומר רב אמר רב חונה, אומר רבי שיר בן לוי, נסמרך פוסול, לצד רש"י, נסמרך פוסול, נסמסנס פוסול, איזהו אמרוכה ואיזהו אמסוצה, המסמוסה, אמרוכה כל שנשפך כתיתן, so in other words, nismarech means that it became liquefied. If the mea, the marrow, became liquid-like, so then it's possible. If it is poured, it is so liquid-like, it can be spilled like a jug of water. Masmose kol sheni yochel amei, it was softened. It's not liquefied, it was softened, and it has no sturdiness, no hardiness, it cannot stand up.
Even though it's not liquid.
Even though it's not liquid. Kol shen yochel amei, now let's see the Rashim. Oy. Nismarich posel nismasnei, posel gal sinon, ve'achud ha-shed rekoye, afal gav de'am sose, Kilem yam choche. In other words, it's not as homo as am choche. Kilem forosh vozo af loche ton et avaye. Di ton am sosu echute. So the question is, since ham sose is not as homo as am choche, let him mention ham sose. And if ham sose is post is reife, so certainly am roche. The answer is, if you just mentioned hamsose, I would say hamsose means liquid like. Now that he mentions both am roche and hamsose, so maybe I know that hamsose is not liquefied. Hamsose means softened. It's like, diton hamsose lo kudar al finari mishvei kit, nam roche lo shenurech shen yischachicho, minnasi sameach, bisechachum, kimayin, ונשפח מרשי מסייפה מסייפה מרשי ואם הוא היו נפי נעשי היו יצי דרך הנקב סודה צמרוכה אין דם סוסי זה צום סוף ואיני יוכל להשאין יוכל עמי, מפני שנעשה צולול, אבל לא יקול כך שיש... extreme softness is also a liquefaction, but it's a question of degree. So, שנעשה צולול, אבל לא יקול כך שאין משפחתי בשמיים, אבל כשאיר זה נעשי מניח, תסלמר לי עוד, הוא נכבה ביני... בואי ירד ירמי, איני יוכל עמי מפני כבי די מהו, suppose it cannot stand up, cannot be kept when you place it. So, because of its heaviness, שהוא רבי קובעי, אבל לא נשכח לפני מהו, חילי הוא זה שמר בידי אלוהי. In other words, maybe נשמס נשי סטרייפה, where it cannot stand up, because of its softness. But suppose it cannot stand up because of its heaviness,
Pumpakir.
So we call it, Abu Nizrachir Nifni Mao, Chayru Zeshemar Bidei Eloi, Bichol Ananit. Now the question is, sorry, Rashi was bothered by a certain Kashi. Now he says, Mariot is Treife, Mishmachlis is Treife. So why doesn't he mention more Treifes? We only mention, the Mishnah only mentions Nitzach Chud HaShever. So Rashi says, all these Treifes come within the category of Nitzach Chud HaShever. Bichol Ane Nismarech V'Nismasei, Bichol Nitzach Chud HaShever, Bichol Emel Rabbonon, Shem Techliku Ze Osit Leinokei, V'Liposei. So in other words, we see it in Treifes all the time. A very important principle. That if there is a loche that nikah is treife, so even if it's not nikah, but if it has a certain market which is destined to turn into a neked, it's also treife right now. It's also treife. That we see, I mean, according to Tesfes, so the tarfes of Sirches and the Reye are based upon that principle. According to Rashi, so Sirches and the Reye are symptomatic of a neked that already occurred. But the principle, even if a neked didn't occur already, if it's destined to occur, is treife is recognized by Rashi too, let's say in respect to Nismarech or Nismasech. So it's not nikat, so it's not severed. I mean, here nikat mamesh wouldn't make the spinal cord treife, but it means it's destined to become nikat to such an extent that it will be severed the rubber. So in Meile, it's considered treife as if it already been severed the rubber. And if you got within Kol Rabbon, 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 then another rush. Not because it's ostensibly is Nitzak. The fact that it cannot stand up, that it can be spilled like water, that in itself is Nitzak. Not because of what will develop later on. In Amin Pishvot Mizeach, but I'm all me a little Mary, Hanin Mile Baf Rode, Abo Dam Roch Eloi. So how about the Abaye of in Yoch Lam of Mikvede? Teiku. The whole Teiku, the Yisure is Lechumre.
So,
the
answer.
This is what Rashi is telling us. In other words, we shouldn't think that the Shaila is the Rabbana. So then it would be Likule. He says, no, according to alternative, that in Yochlamit Machmaskvede is Treife, so it's Treife in the right. So we have to go to Chumash. Birab Amre Nismas Meis Post. If it became soft, that it cannot even stand up, so then it's possible. Right? Nismas Meis Kosh. Nismas Meis means it didn't become liquefied, it didn't even become very soft, it can stand up, but it was depleted substantially. In other words, wasted. He deteriorated. The marrow deteriorated in such a way that part of it was, part of the marrow was depleted, was emptied out. So that's nismasme. So nismasme is discussion. Let's see the Rashi. Post comes. Nismasme is possible, but nismasme is kosher. Nismasme is kosher. Ulhoch odon okat nismasme is possible. Yiloi teimen nismasme is in nismasme is hodu ulafuga liyosef. What does nismasme mean? Was depleted. Nisreike me'ameyach. Miksosei me'ameyach. Yep. Meise. Rebshim me'lozerei me'ameyach. Dehimo she nismasme is me'echo treifem. So that Rav Shimon Lozer says that even if it was liquefied and it wasn't extremely softened, but just depleted, so it's also fine. That's Rav Shimon Lozer. But we don't pass by it. Meisve, not the Gemara has the question. Meisve, Rav Shimon Lozer, Rav Shimon Lozer, Rav So the Gemara in the Teretz, no, even Rav Shimon Me'elozer is made. Sorry. Even Rav Shimon Me'elozer is made. That Nismasmeis, we desire, is Kshela. But when Rav Shimon Me'elozer says Nismasmeis, so we should read not Nismasmeis, but Nismasmeis. Hayin Nismasmeis. Any, the old lady have Yosef ben Yisuse. Lady was in a bet house. So Chazila Ugabre, there was a certain person, also in the bet house. The Italian Reish. So there are two shots in here. Rashi and all mentions the mouth. Rashi says the Italian Reish means he was not even with his head like this. With nothing on his head. You know, today, unfortunately, I'm knowledgeable because I used to go to a certain doctor who is considered one of the greatest experts in involuntary movements. So sometimes I see a young man, a young woman, sometimes a middle-aged man, a middle-aged woman coming into the doctor and keep some. So I know that that's symptomatic of cerebral palsy. That doesn't mean that every person who has cerebral palsy does that, but there are certain types of cerebral palsy that result in this nodding of the head. So here Rashi says Chazil Augabra Italia Reishi was nodding with his head all the time. Oma Nismagnismich Meche Didin. So, in other words, so he said that means that there was a deterioration in the meyach, in the brain, and it was depleted to a certain extent, and that's what causes the nodding of the head. I don't know, maybe I'm not a doctor, I'm not knowledgeable, I'm very ignorant, but maybe certain types of cerebral palsy, there is also a deterioration of the brain, the marrow. I don't know. So that's all he said. So why did he mention that? Why did he mention that? So in other words, so the more assuming love, the lechai, in other words, he was expressing grief and sadness over the trouble of that person that who was afflicted with the condition on account of which she will die. So that means that it's faith. That it's faith. But Abaye Eloi, Lema Shinimel. In other words, he didn't mean, he did express grief over the fact that that person, you know, keeps on having with his head all the time. Because it's a sad situation. Not because he couldn't live very long, but because he couldn't have children. that's Rasha. The Oruch says Talia Reisha doesn't mean nodding with the head all the time. But Talia Reisha means he bumped his head against the wall of the bed house. So he injured his head. If Talia Reisha is not of the Merchat, the Yiko Reisha the Kesel. Or the Kal, it's not mit mir. No, it's Rashi. This madness meich is the din. Dei koyol, veiner. Oilo yoze shen this madness meich. Shein meili, teili so yish min ameyach lbo. She gida noshe shal yerach, gida gdiyo kulom nechubo nechud ha-shedre. Shem o mispate, v'yeitzi mitachta shedre, v'nasi gidi tere chayim v'nichat kesef. Right.
Come up, sperm.
Please don't ask me, I'm not a doctor, and don't ask me the full shot. But what Rashi means, there is a connection. Between having children and the brain, there is a connection. Exactly how it is, I don't know.
No, from the spine. He said it's from the spine.
Mr. Minke, please. If you want to know, you have to ask the doctor. Adhechon Chuda Shedre. Now here, we have the Gemara of Bina Parsh. And there are three pshat in Rashi. But the main pshat is the first pshat. Is the first pshat. And the first pshat aroused the astonishment of all the scientists and the doctors who knew, like Dr. Bowden, you know, who knew of Rashi's pshat, Rashi's intuition pshat. Because what Rashi says here, Dr. Bowden writes in his footnotes, so scientists, modern scientists, didn't know until 1880, when a certain scientist discovered that there are nerves that emanate, that come out from the spinal cord to the right and to the left, right to the left. And here Rashi explained it on their face. So they are all astonished. You can't understand it. And the amazing thing is something else. Here, so there are several pshatim. And Rashi himself mentions three pshatim. And Rashi says that the first pshat is the Ika pshat. And most Rishonim explain it according to the first pshat. But then there are two other pshat. The Rambam was considered the greatest physician in the medieval ages, the Rambam. And by everybody, I mean even among the Salem. Richard Leinhardt, who was the same in Israel, and he was the one who decreed that Jews are not allowed to live in England, so he sent an invitation to the Rambam in Cairo. He should come to the royal court and be the royal physician. He's a Jew, but the Rambam, he gave no dispensation. So the Rambam answered him, he's not coming to be the physician of a king who is so hostile to the Jewish people. Under no circumstances will he come to him. So he was considered the greatest physician in his day, I mean, among the Mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't explain it. The Rambam, who was so knowledgeable in science and philosophy, I mean, in the medieval ages, doesn't explain it in accordance with Rashi's first pshat. But the Rambam explains it in accordance with the third portion that Rashi mentions in the Pigor. And Rashi's first pshat, Rashi was not considered to have been knowledgeable in science, you know, in philosophy and the Rambam. He explains it in such a way that it's in conformity to the latest scientific discoveries. I mean, so that's also the reason as to why Rashi, not that Rashi knew science, I mean, Rashi was not involved in science, but he had the Kabbalah of the pshat. I mean, why did Rashi explain it that way? About nerves branching out from the spinal cord. I mean, why? because he had the Kabbalah that the Pshat. So the Chachmi Yisrael, even after the Chsin of the Talmud, had certain things the Kabbalah after the Chsin of the Talmud. They had certain things the Kabbalah, so that's why they were able to know certain things that scientists didn't know until 1880, and there are certain things that scientists didn't know that until 10 years ago. I mean, 10 years ago, I mentioned it in Sarasmide. I mean, that until after the Holocaust, so doctors, scientists didn't know that when a woman is in a concentration camp, so the period can be withheld for years. And that's mentioned in the Gemara in Megillah by Rav Meir, in Chos of Marvet. So they found it out only after the liberation. And that's the Chesh Gemara. The Chesh Gemara. Chesh Gemara. I mean, by Rav Meir, he performed experiments. He had it become bullet, so he knew that. Right, anyway, let's see. The main pshat is Rashi's pshat. And this is the pshat of Moses Hashem. That's the main pshat. There are other pshat, but that's the predominant pshat by Moses Hashem. Years ago, when I learned Chum years ago, I wanted to understand that pshat. Before I even knew of Dr. Bowden's book, I don't even know whether it was published already, I don't know. Dr. Bowden's book, I only discovered in Chicago. I mean, in New York, I didn't know that there is a Dr. Bowden and his book, and Kosher Code. I didn't know anything about it. So I wanted to understand the Rashi's pshat and the Isin pshat. And I knew, because of Dr. Katanonsov's book, HaTalmud Chochmas of War, that Rashi's pshat is in conformity to the latest modern science. So I looked it up, I got a book of animal zoology and anatomy, and I looked it up. And then I saw, that from the spinal cord, so certain nerves branch out, to the right and to the left, to the right and to the left. And modern science classifies it into five categories, the nerves that branch out. Now, the spinal cord begins here, on top of the head, and goes down in the behemoth, until the tail, until the eyelid. So there are five regions that the spinal cord extends. Five regions. The first region is the cervical region. Cervical region. Then the next region below the cervical is the thoracic. Thoracic means of throat, you know. The thoracic region, and then the third region is the lumbar region, L-U-M-B-A-R, the loins. Please let me finish, please. You know, if somebody interrupts me, so the continuity of thoughts is interrupted. It's not right, you know. It's not right, even if I hadn't been overtaken by this condition, it wouldn't be right to interrupt. Especially when I'm overtaken by this condition, and you interrupt me in the midst of talking. So the continuity of thought is interrupted. And that makes me tense. Why don't you understand that? You can have patience for a few minutes. Mr. Minkus, I'm sorry. Forgive me, but you shouldn't do that to me. So then, you have the third region, the lumbar region. L-U-M-B-A-R. And then, so that's the loins area. And then you have the fourth region, the sacral region, S-A-C-L-A-R. That's the area around the pelvis, the pelvic area. called the sacred area. And then the bottom area is called the coccygeal area. That's near the area. That's the fifth region. The fifth region. So, until the sacral region, so nerves keep on branching out. Nerves keep on branching out. If somebody could give me a piece of paper and a pen, I could make the diagram. You have a pen? Now, I'll tell you, I think that it is mentioned that altogether there are 36 nerves branching out from the spinal cord. From the whole spinal cord, there are 36 nerves branching out. So, from the cervical region, branch out eight nerves. From the thoracic region, branch out 13 nerves. From so it's 21. And then, 37 altogether. Alright, so it's 21. Then from the lumbar region, branch out six nerves. So it's 27. And then from the sacral region, branch out five. And then from the coccygeal region, branch out five. So it's 37 altogether. But the nerves that branch out, from the, I mentioned these facts, but I remember them because it was important for me, so I remember them. You see, because that sheds light on Rashi's and Tosafot's pshat in the Gemara. It's remarkable. So, the nerves that branch out from the cervical region and from the thoracic region and the lumbar region are concealed behind the spinal cord. You can't see it. In other words, if you make an autopsy and so then you can see them, but suppose you just open up, you won't see it. But the nerves that start branching out in the sacral region and in the coccygeal region are not concealed behind the spinal cord. That you can see that. You don't have to be, I mean, to make a meticulous, you know, inspection in order to sense. They are seen as soon as you open up. So you see the nerves branching out from the sacral and the coccygeal region. That explains it, why that is important. Only the nerves. Oh, I don't sense it. Anyway, but something else that is mentioned in Tesis, not mentioned in Rashi, but the Tesis, that your Rashi also mentions that nerves branch out on the right and on the left. But Tesis mentions that on the left it's a little higher up. You see, if you have, let's say, a nerve. So, now let's see. So, I put this diagram, you see, let's say this is the spinal cord, and then you have on the left nerves branching out, and on the right nerves, the lines represent the nerves. Now, let's see the Rashi. Fine. Adichon chula shedre. Means up to what point is it so important that it shouldn't be severed, that if it is severed it becomes reife. So Omar Abdullah Mashmuel at Bina Parshas. Let's see the Rashi. Ad Heichon Keiche Shel Chut Liyis Behemot Reifo B'Tzikosei Hachut Yeitzi Me'ameach Veheilich Al Pnei Kol HaShedre Ba'al Ye Atzit Hazon. Means so excellent. Ad Bina Parshas Ad Mokim Shul Misparish U'Mispatzul Pitzul. Now what's the Pshat in Rashi? According to the anatomy on the behemoth. So the Pshat is, it doesn't mean Ad Mokim Shul Misparish U'Mispatzul Pitzul, because Pitzul begin right here. It's not only at the end, you know, in the sacral area. But the nerves that branch out here and here and here and here are concealed. They're not visible. They're not visible. Maybe some of the nerves are even and microscopic, you see. But in the sacral region, they become visible and they are not concealed. So that's what Rashi means. Ad bin aparshes ad mokim shum misparish um mispatzel pitzul. Now, let's see. I put here now, according to that book, so in the sacral region, the nerves that branch out are visible. So in the sacral region and in the coccygeal region, so how many nerves branch out? 5 and 5. So let's say here is the sacral region. So in the body. Now, that's the way it looks. You see, at that time, I made the study of it. I mean, because I wanted to understand, not that I was interested in zoology, don't get hesitant. I wasn't interested in zoology, I wanted to understand the demons. I wanted to understand the demons. So here, the sacral region, so you have 5 branching out, on the left and on the right. But on the left, it branches out a little higher then on the right. So I have here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And here is lower, you see. So let's, when the Rashi says, so we can ignore the nerves that branch out in the cervical region, in the thoracic region, the lumbar region. It's not important for our Gemara. The important thing, the crucial nerves are the nerves starting in the sacral region, in the pelvic area, and in the coccygeal region, according to other pshat. Right. So Rashi says, at kineged ayir chayim, what's kineged ayir chayim? There's the pelvic zone. Kineged ayir chayim, there's the sacral region. Who maskri lipotzel, to branch out. Not that here it branches out, before that, on top it doesn't branch out. But before that it also branches out, but they are concealed, they're not visible. And here they begin to become visible. Umaschel lipotzel, the yetzirei shechet liyarzu, one to the left and one to the right. Viyachad luzu, the emtsoi, and the spinal cord itself in the center, goes down up to the tail. Yerei luzono, ulimato, I mean of course, the tail, marks the final place of the coccygeal area. Meisom uso well ulimato meisom pitzulin kineget shtei etzboiz kineget shtei etzboiz hu chezer umispar 8 uligimul ulimato mehem. So it is remarkable. It is remarkable. In other words, so it means when the nerves branch out, so then below it another nerve branches out. And what distance is there between one nerve that branches out and another nerve? Shtei etzboiz. Shtei etzboiz is approximately 2 inches. And that's the way it is described, you see. So, I mean, so accurate. Chuchay zeh o mispatel di matten mispatel, lechein behaven o kemis, a tsefe, di nitsak na meach, di ad bin a parashias alolo, so in other words, up to the secular year, it's straight at the bada, not in so. If the spinal cord is severed up to the secular year, up to here, so then it's bada itreif. It's bada itreif. Vim limato, and suppose it becomes severed below the sacral region. That means in the coccygeal region, it's not right. You see, according to the other protein, so everything is referenced to the coccygeal area, the alveolar area. But according to Rashi's first shot, which is the predominant shot, so if the chut here at the beginning of the coccygeal area, suppose that the chut ha-shebere is severed here, it's not very fair, only up to here. So up to the sacral region, it's valid. Below the coccygeal region, it's valid here. But then, so he says, one second. The nipsak in a meava bina parsha, or come up in shemipsak shamguli pray. The limatum bin afarshes in the coccygeal region, kvotosha shteichei, vayirchayim ma'midin eshitrosen. I mean, it's so accurate. Yirchayim represents the pelvic area, you know. Yirchayim, the thighs, that's the pelvic area. So below the pelvic area, the coccygeal area, the alye area, so there, it doesn't matter. The behemoth will live. They amaze the car. All right. Now let's see the mark first. He wanted to go to Bechizoy. Also, he came to Rabbi Yude. Omalei, lech v'limar v'naparshes. He wanted to know. Nibhemen. V'naparshes. To see exactly. Omalei, zil aiselik di. He brought a kid. V'achaloch. And also, aiselik. Dishmeno, a very fat gdi kid. So, omalei bliatvei. So, in other words, bliatvei, that means, apparently, that I didn't see in the book, but so it seems. Now, in a normal behemo, so up to the sacral region, they are concealed behind the spinal cord. Into the tissues, you know, of the spinal cord up to the sacral region. So it's balua, it's not visible. But in a normal behemo, so at the sacral region, it's not concealed, it's not balua. However, if the behemo is very fat, then even the sacral region, it might be concealed. Literally, I can see it. So he brought a very lean kid. Omalei bliten tvei. In other words, so then, apparently, I mean, that's what I think, that if the behemoth is very lean, then you could see the nerves even above the sacral region, even the lumbar region. So, I mean, I wouldn't get an accurate picture. So, Omalei Toag Moch Gimor, that's a Kabbalah. Hochom Hashmuel Adacha Astrei until the first nerve that branches out in the sacral region with Tzvadetrei. But then there is a space of two Tzvoyes without any nerve. So that's the second pitzul, the second nerve in the sacral region, the second nerve in the sacral region. So shlishi si, and then the third. There are five nerves, but after the third pitul, it's not raping. If the spinal cord becomes severed, after the third pitul, it's not raping. Schlichtig schön. Schmier in ihre. Alright. The lead now to the rush. Isolate Dishomei, Shochu to move shot. The loyal and shoes, the Akinach Kriero. You see how Rush explained it? Not right. So what if it's concealed? So you thought, cut it up in the tissues, you'll see everything. But he didn't have time to do all that, to make a meticulous inspection. The yearly Apitsulim Bifni. What does Apitsulim Bifni mean? The Pitsulim that are concealed in the tissue of the spinal cord. Voyomarlin Bachut Shachut Lodanu. Vinikami Bachut Kishemichnas Bipsaralye Likano Likan Mitachas Retze. Why does Rashi say Psaralye after all? It's the, they don't understand. It's a question of nomenclature. I mean, it's not important. It's not really Psaralye. It's the Ali is below that. There's the Kapsijalye, but he calls it, you know, I mean, he calls it Psaralye. I mean, Rashi doesn't have the names, you know, cervical, thoracic, lumbar. So he called it Psaralye, but actually, according to the modern classification, it's not Psaralyes yet. Psaralye would be the lowest region, the capsigial area, but this is the sacral area. We can't come to rest. The idea of Bachut. We are talking of the sacral region, not of the Aye, not of the coccygeal. So why did Rashi before call it Sarai? He just called it that way. I mean, he didn't classify it according to the modern classification. The Oetzem shall book it up the Derek Aboso Umidubek, the Derek Bees Amea Kahutanitsol, Hachinasit Dakwim. Adahas, Komo Kinshitsak Natsava, Abdina Parsha Shemetre, Vada, Nitsak Dina Parsha Shishis, Shero, Shmio, any day. Alright. That's the Gemara. And that's the pshat by Moses Rishen.
What is the last Rashi?
What?
What did the last Rashi say?
Shmio, any day. In other words, you see.
The second, the nerve, the second.
The second. The area of the second nerve in the sacral region. Oh. So in the suffix,
But the first and second are no suffering. First is
the tray. First is prey, the vada,
and the third is kosher.
After the third is vada chair. But in the second, now, so there are several abayas. Yes, buddy. Alright. Adachat. Kol mokin shiyitzak natsavara bin aparsha rishem otri nitsak bin aparsha shlishi kseo shlishi sein yedea shiyo in yedea boi rabune brei de rabbi shua. This is the first abai ad bi ad bichlal oi ad bi ad bichlal. I would like to have a piece of paper. Thank you. I'm sorry. What did he say? Ad parsha sahas Ad bina parshes lachas, so is freifo. So what does it mean? Where is there? Here is the first nerve, number one, the first nerve in the sacral area. So it's freifo. So what does it mean? Ad v'loyad bichlal. So that means that only when is it bada freifo, if there will be set, it will be severed. Above this nerve that branches out, above this pizza. But suppose, wait a second, suppose here is the first nerve, and here is the second nerve. Suppose it is the spinal cord is severed over here between the first nerve and the second nerve. So it's only such a place if we say ad gluya bichlal. If we say ad the ad bichlal, so not only if it is severed here, it's very place. Even the severance takes place between the first nerve and the second nerve, it's also very place. When will it be severed place? If the severance will take place below the second nerve branches. But if the severance takes place here between the first nerve and the second nerve, it's vadetreife if we say ad ad bechlal. If we say ad veloy ad bechlal, so it's vadetreife only if the severance takes place above the first nerve. But if the severance in spinal cord takes place between the first and the second, then it's only suffix plate. That's the first abide. Ad the ad bechlal, or do me ad veloy ad bechlal. עד ועד בכלל, בוא אקום, מנורש ועד בין אתר של ראשינו, וכל איסי בין, and the space between the first nerve branch and the second nerve branch, so it's still the crucial area, so that if the spinal cord is severed above the second branch, it's very tight. If we say ad ad bichlal, oy dilu me hore kama ad dilu ad bichlal treif. In other words, when is it vada treife? Only if the severance occurs above the first nerve. But if it occurs between the first nerve and the second nerve, so then it's not vada treife. It's only sofik because ad dilu ad bichlal. That's the first apai. By Rabbeinu Peter Rabbishu. Now let's see the Rashi. Ad ad bechal vach ekomar, minorish vab napash rishenu, bichol eisei bein, bichlal treife. Oy du mor ekomar, ad lo yad bichlal, treife. Shlishi isi kshero, shni yo en yedeya, ho adin rishenu, din isapkelei, ומימילא משתמה ולהסתכלים ולפרושה רישיינו, some other words, שניו אין ידיה. So according to the alternative in the Abaye of Rabbeinu Yeshua that עד לא יד בכלל, so then Shmuel, when he said שניו אין ידיה, it's not only שניו אין ידיה, that even between the Rishenu and Shneo is also in Yedea, and that's what it means. Bliskhu ifrushe Rishenu and Shneo in Yedea. The Chidin Daoma Barai. Hadnu Rishenu. I mean, beyond the first branch nerve, so it's also a topic on it. Umeil Mishtam, Bliskhu ifrushe Rishenu. Ushneo in Yedea, the Chidin Daoma Barai Treif, Adachas, Loi Yibichlau. Because lo ya'ad lo ya'adachal, mi'chal mi'kan va'atshlish is mi'sapkele. Bichot v'nayu v'nochev, v'itein v'shniyot v'shlish is v'kot. Alright. So that's the first Abai. Then Rav Tope v'in is another Abai. Boy Rav Tope, in Tintzleim Arad lo ya'adichal, ki par shema'u, if we assume, the ad lo ya'adichal. That means, that when is it like perfect children? That when is it vada treife? Only the severance occurs above the point where the first nerve branches out. But if a severance occurs below the point where the first nerve branches out, then it's only sofik treife. So popere aves abaye intim zoyim rabu loyad bichlal. So naturally, if the severance will occur here, between the first nerve and the second nerve, so it's not body treife. Suppose the severance occurs kineged uvei hanerv, uvei apitzel, mamishia. This is where the nerve branches out. Mamishia. There is a severance in the spinal cord. So he's a paratrife or he's sorry. So there's a second apart. Boy, I'm fucking insulin rab yoyadichlao. Pital shemao. So of course, only if we assume that adloya bichlao, so he can ask pital shemao. But if we assume that adad bichlao, so even below the point where the first nerve branches out, it's vada treche. Allah has come the chamo, kineged, if the severance occurs, kineged, the ubi hapitsu, of course. So of course it's vada treche. But if we say adad bichlao, so mele, if a severance will occur here, in the middle, between the first nerve and the second nerve, so it's not about it. Like, suppose the severance occurs mamish kineged the ube hapitzu orisha. Is it about it like, or something like that? Or something. 1 second. What's the rash? Nikintlei meradi loyadichal piyal shemal nipsa kachuta godlu kineged piyapitzu min orishenim. Bin pizza now, the whole trike, the whole idea, me am going to add bain dafke, upia parche trike, we love dafke. Alright, now there is a third of I. Boy of Yemye, in Tinsolena Rabbi Abdichla, parche atzmo mau. So according to Rashi's first shot, parche atzmo has reference to the nerve tissue itself. The nerve, very thin tissue, nerve tissue. So the nerve tissue, suppose the nerve is split, is severed, doesn't become treife. So if we say, ad viad bichlao, so that means that if the spinal cord is severed, so up to here, up to the second nerve, so it's vare treife. But suppose the spinal cord is not severed, but the nerve itself, the first nerve, is severed. Maybe it's not fresh. Even though it's within the region that is crucial, only in respect to a severance of the spinal cord itself, but the nerve tissue, we don't care. Even if the first nerve is severed, it's still not treife, because that's not so important. Or not. Right. Right. Vinzel adem bechwal lechum bei pia paashe nige, di vare treife dafu lechut shechen neget heftek shen vishne apisun. Treife, vi kolshken pi pisul orishen, el hoche komi boyale. Lochem boyale. I mean, alright. I don't know what's wrong with kom boyale, alright. Nipsa kapitzlatz min achut mal ui parche rishenu koi toshma. Ha parche tinin kiposo, so parche atzmo has reference to the nerve tissue. The nerve tissue, not the spinal cord tissue, but the nerve tissue. Ha parche tinin kiposo, so maybe it doesn't matter if boso is severed. So ni kiposo, my love parche rishenu ui shmiyo, loi shlishi. Only when the price says that it doesn't matter, it is reference to the third nerve branch. If that is split, if that is severed, so it doesn't matter. If that it doesn't matter. Yes?
There is the bottom. The third one means the bottom.
The third nerve branch in the sacral area.
Oh.
But it's above the coccygeal area.
Yeah, but that goes in the middle, the third nerve. No?
You'll take a look at the diagram, so you'll see. Tidi ki botosh mitsa pizza kshayrox, my lap is in ishni ola ishlishi, my lap pizza rishi. Vafa ka da chuchla akhir adayin dechol prefes, so dechol sofiku. Vichin sheni, lo shmeir, that's the main pshat. That's the main pshat. All right, let's go over the other pshat. I'll tell you what I mean. The first pshat I could understand, according to, the description of the nerves. I can understand other pshat too, but and now he says, I didn't say chas v'shalom, he doesn't say. But the second pshat and the third pshat are machmir as against the first pshat. Because according to Rashi's first pshat, so below the third pitzel in the sacral area, a severance of the spinal cord doesn't matter. Whereas according to the second pshat and the third pshat, it matters even in the coccygeal ridge, not only in the sacral ridge. So that's a chumre. Loshnacher, bein aparshes, teitzloiz tani shalagi. Now this is a fact. Of course, this is not inconsistent with the modern anatomy. So this is a fact that in the coccygeal area you have small ribs. You have small ribs as compared with the relatively large ribs in the upper areas. So in the coccygeal area you have sloistani shalaya. So that's called bina parshas. The small ribs in the coccygeal area, so it's called bina parshas. Vihu boso bina parshas in sloistani shalaya. Now, between one small rib in the coccygeal area and another, a rib is bone tissue, but between one small rib in the coccygeal area and the other, there is flesh tissue, bosom, not bone tissue, soft tissue. That's called bosom. It's called bosom. So you have one etzel, I suppose, I don't know, I really don't know, I never saw a diagram, but I suppose that in the coccygeal area you have, let's say, this is the bone, this is the first bone, and then you have you can put a muscle tissue, and then you have one second, and then the second bone, and then you have flesh again, muscle again, and then you have another bone tissue. So, you see in the casino area. So, the white represents the bone tissue, and the ink represents the flesh, the bosso. So you have a bone, and then bosso, that's this. The first cella cotton in the area, in the coccygeal area. Then so you have one cella that's bone tissue, and that's it. And then you have the bosso, and then you have the second bone, then again you have bosso, and then you have again the bone. I think that's the way, something like that, I don't know. But so bina parsha in Sloy Stanishalai. In Sloy Stanishalai. That's bina parsha. And parshias is the bosso tissue. Hamafrish bin tzela letzela. That's the ink part, you see. That's the bosso. Hamafrish bin tzela letzela. And pia parshias, slois. I don't know whether it's necessary to erase, you see, whenever something is, whenever parentheses are put on a certain word, so that means the magia, I don't know who it was, I don't know. So, felt that this is incorrect. But it seems to me that bain is alright, you don't have to put in P in brackets. So bain are parshias, slois should be partially parshias, because according to that pshat, parsha represents the bosso, and so bina parsha represents the bone tissue, the tzlois, the tzlois tanais, in the ayye, in the kaksidu area. So according to the second pshat, it is as follows, you see. Whereas according to Rashi, so in the kaksidu area, it's falekhiyar. If the spinal cord is severed, in the kaksidu area, it's falekhiyar. According to that pshat, no. Up to the kaksidu area, it's falekhiyar. Even if it is severed, after the third pitzel in the sacral area, and after the fourth pitzel, because there are five pitzulim in the sacral area. So whenever the spinal cord is severed, above the coccygeal area, now the coccygeal area, this diagram begins here. So if it is severed, let's say, here, according to Rashi's first pshat, it's Vada Sheol after the third pitzel. According to Rashi's second pshat, even if it is severed after the third pitzel, and even after the fourth pitzel, it's Vada Trei. When it's Vada Trei for until the beginning of the coccygeal area. But then it says, Ad bina parashal Sheino is Vada Trei. So what is called Bina Parashah Rishayna? That's the first bone, that's the first cell. So the question is, the first Abaye is, by Rabbuna Ben Yeshua, Ad the Ad Bichlal, or Ad the Loy Ad Bichlal? In other words, when he says it's Vada Trei for Ad Bina Parashah Rishayna, is it Ad Ad Bichlal up to here, up to the end of the first bone? In the coccygeal area, at the adichal, or at the loy adichal, it's very trivial only if the severance takes place up to here. But suppose the severance of the spinal cord takes place here, so then it's only sophic trivial. If we say at the adichal, so it's very trivial even if the severance takes place in the spinal cord between here and here. That's the first abaye. Then the second abaye is Poi Rakpa Pen Intim Soema Ad Loya Bechlau Pi Parshema. Pi Parshema. In other words, what does it mean, Pi Parshe? Suppose the severance occurs Mamesh Chineged, the beginning of the Etzem, of the first Sala. If we say Ad Loya Bechlau, so if the severance of the spinal cord will take place here, then it's not Vada Trei. Suppose it takes place Mamesh here, you see, where the Etzem begins, the first Etzem in the Ayye begins. So is it Adavke or Loidavke? Then Rabbi Yirmiyah raises the question, in the Tzolimah Ad Bechlau, so if the severance occurs here, so it's Vada Trei. Suppose the severance occurs in the spinal cord, connected the flesh tissue, here, you see, where the ink is. The flesh is a Treife or not Treife? These are the three abayas. Alright, now let's see. Loshnacha bin Aparshin for Tanshal Aliyah, Parshin, Tanshal Aliyah, Tzela, bin Aparshin, I don't see why you put in Pia Parshis. Bina Parshis, Tzloi Shabin Parshis, the Parshis. Yidi Shomein, he explains the second chapter. Chai, Bia, Tzloi, 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 Vein Nikorin, Kishu, Chai. In other words, according to the second chapter, in a Fet Behemo, so even the Tzloi Stanis are not visible. I mean, that sounds strange. The nerves are not visible. But a tzelach not divisible sounds strange. All right. So hatzloyes nivloim b'nikorim b'shochai li'etvei v'nishet abosa v'hakil b'imul tzloyes v'chol loshin ze einen yirav u'mipigoyen shamat.
You're from a learned being.
עד האחס, עד נפל ששני הצור ראשון שעי, טרייפי, ניצר אחות. בואי רבון, עד עד בכל שניצר אחות כנגד צור הראשון, טרייפי, דינם מקורי, פינש טיפר שישי, שפרס דינו יצוי שדירס, ולא יד בכלל, ולא יד בכלל. ובכל מידיה, הוא פי פר שניצר אחות יצוי, תחיל עשה את זה. מה משיע? איזה, ספיינל קורט, הוא זניס את מה משיע. Mamas here, where the etzer of the first seller in the Aliyah begins. Do you know how much is the parashi? The shepherd, the name is for his adilis. Lo e bechlau. O hagir pirash in the achlis. Let's say, so leik in mamas, my bad etzer choshi, ven yedea oi bad the parashi kamay se choshi betrefe. Ve lo in the ire. Do bada in a parashi, se vizek lepshat. Parashi. עצמו נפסק החוט כנגד פרש השמיר, נגד בבוסו, לדימינקיץ, so, שבצלע לצלע, לצלע לטרישן שאין מהו, בעד הרישן שגינו, להתראית בצלע שאין שבין אני יודע. ציטים כי בוסו לנפסק החוט כנגד, היה לישן גור הסמי לב פרש השמיר, ובגוי נחל שמעתי, now the third pshat. But here is very brief, he doesn't really explain what's the third pshat. But the Mishnah and the Rambam says that the third Pshat is the Rambam Pshat. And the Gudash might be Parasha Atzmo, Nishba HaTzela Atzmi. So when you look in the Rambam, you see, but he's very brief here, he doesn't say much Rashi. Nishba HaTzela Atzmo. The Losh Meire Orish in Hogu, Um Tziog Matosulei Bahalo Hadeleis, the Uyika.
He's told by the first Lashi.
Yeah.
He said,
he heard from a guy, yeah, a learned man. Yeah. Right. Now let's go over the tapes. Vintim Salema, Adam, Pi Pal Shema, this is the first Abai. No, I'm sorry, this is the second Abai. Afa Pi Shema Shmuel Adina Pashis. Mikol Mikol Misabkele. The Vilna Mikhila Sudin Pitsu Rishen at Pitsu Shemish in Mishen Menu Kokobina Pashis Rishen. ועד ולא יד בכלל, והנה ידע, או ישבו ניסי ובי הפיצול קורא בין הפרשס. In other words, Thesis is explaining the second abide by Rabbi Yomir. אם תמצולי מרד ולא יד בכלל, so מלא, if עד ולא יד בכלל, so that means if the spinal cord will be severed between the first nerve and the second nerve, so then it's not Vada Itreya. It's not Vada Itreya. But suppose it is severed, mamish, at the point where the first nerve branches out, over here, it is severed. So, Ad is Vada Itreya or not?
No.
One second, have a piece of Mashmur. Adina Parshes, Mikomoki Misapkalei, the Dilma Mitchila Sude Pizzle Rishen, at Pizzle Shemi Shalim Matel Menu, Korubina Parshes Rishen, the Ad, the Luyad Bichlau, the Eine Yedea. In other words, this is what's Baba. What kind of a shiny is it? He certainly, even if we say Ad Luyad Bichlau, so anything below the first nerve is not Vada Itreya. But up to the first nerve is Vada Itreya. And here the spinal cord was severed mamish at the point where the first nerve branches out, so it should be Vada Itreya. So what kind of Yishayli? That's what Baba says. You see, there are two shot in two Yishayas in these cases. The first Russian takes this. Explains the Gemara even if the two nerves on the right, the first, there is a, the first nerve branching out on the left, and there is a first nerve that branches out on the right. The fact is that they do not branch out at the same level, but that the, on the left it branches out at the higher level than on the right. But suppose, but Rashi doesn't mention that. Tesis mentioned that in the second Russia. Rashi doesn't mention it. So apparently Rashi assumed that they branch out at the same level. So Tesis was bothered by the difficulty. If they branch out at the same level on the right and the left, how can they be shyly in the case where the spinal cord is severed at the point where the first nerve branches out? So two other way out, but up to the first nerve, it's very safe, and here it is severed, mamish, at the point where the first nerve branches out. So it should certainly be considered very safe. So Tesis says, no. If we say, as Rashi explains, at the ab is lav dafke, so since it's ad loya dechal. And ad is lav dafke. So only if the spinal cord is severed above the point where the first nerve branches out. But if it is severed mamish at the point where the first nerve branches out, it's not what it says. This is what they say. אַב פיש משמול אַז נאָ פאַר קומט מיט סאַט פון די מיט קלאס צו די אפיצ און רישיי נאָ פיש שיי שון מאַט מיט קאָפּ נאָ פאַר שיישן די האָט מיר אַז ביחאל די ידי אַלע שמע מיט זיי די אפיצ קאָפּ נאָ פאַר שיישן שזהו בין הפער שסממש אבל משהו כנגד הוא באחות המספטר לא יניחה בין הפער הוא צריך נרוי צית עד בזלב דק מה קם די סקנד לושן and the second lotion, I mean, is so accurate, meticulously accurate, in accordance with all the most recent discoveries, that when they do start to branch out, so on the left, it branches out at a little higher level than on the right. So, he says, Nishmochem is apkalei, Shemot pi parashi es atzmo, v'hayne uvei pisal rishon, habe bin a parashi es, dikom a shmuel, lefishu ben chut ha-mispatze l'ismeil, lechut ha-mispatze l'imim. So according to the second Russian case says, the buy of the Gemara is not, you see, here it is mispatzil on the left. That's the little higher level than on the right. So that goes without saying, if the spinal cord is severed, mamish at the point where the left nerve branches out, so then of course it's very tight. But here it was severed mamish at the point where the first nerve begins to branch out on the left. But the shaila is, now on the left it starts to branch out a little higher, on the right